Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football Special Edition. Ajai Hall, Alabama wide receiver, 6 foot two and a half, 6 foot three, 190 pounds, commits to Texas, selects Texas over we don't know who else because he only visited the Longhorns. He is the fifth transfer commitment for Steve Sarkisian in this recruiting cycle. The second five-star prospect to come on board. Eric Nahlin, publisher of Inside Texas, is with me tonight to talk about it. Eric, what do you think of the pickup?
Man, I think it's a pretty good pickup. I'm not sure I'm quite as excited as you are. You sound elated over here.
I'm big on it. I'm not one of those guys that thinks that you can't – talent is irrefutable. You can always – either you can coach him up or he takes to coaching or he doesn't. But you can't chase talent. You know, you either got it or you don't.
Well, yeah, we've been talking a lot lately how they're developing at a high level. Well, you need raw materials to develop so you can really show what kind of developer you are. And he is nothing but raw materials when I look at him. You know, very high ceiling. You mentioned his height, weight. Really intriguing about him. He's got 36-inch arms, 10.5-inch hands. That's some crazy stuff. 4.51 laser at that size is very, very good. You know, don't get caught up in what they're running in the NFL combine. That's an insanely good high school time for that size. You know, it's funny watching him in the national championship game, and I watched him extra closely because I had a feeling he was going to enter the portal at the time. and he's sort of like Bambi on ice out there. He's a very chaotic runner, not much of a route runner at this point. So, you know, if Brendan Marion gets him in the lab, you know, I think they're going to be able to turn him into something. It's not going to be, I don't think he's going to be an overnight success. If he puts in the work though, he's got an extremely high ceiling. What I quipped on the board was, they should send him to go work with Margin Hooks. I was only half joking. Of course, Margin Hooks works with all the best, including Isaiah Nair, who is receiving rave reviews for how well-rounded he is.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, just give you a bottom line comparison on how everybody ranked Ajai Hall coming out last year. On3 had him the number 11 overall player in the country. He, of course, caught two passes, forced into action in the championship game last year, two passes for 52 yards, dropped the key ball that some Bama fans will tell you all about. At the same time, how many times do you see a guy running 5 yards open in a national championship game? He got open. That's what I was talking about. 24/7 Sports ranked him the number 7 receiver, ESPN the number 3 receiver, Rivals.com was by far the lowest at number the 14th ranked receiver. So there's a big disparity there, but all in the top 100. And I don't think anybody doubts his overall athleticism and ability.
Right. Well, not to pat On3 on its own back too much, but you know, they had Xavier Worthy as a 5-star too in that same class. And I think Ajai Hall was maybe 4 spots higher. I think they had Worthy at 15. Something like that. So they were kind of in the groove there. You see it, to me, it's a bit of a risk having him ranked that high just because he does have a ways to go. But, man, that ceiling is incredibly high. So even if he doesn't quite hit his head on it, he's going to still be a really good player. I'll be curious to see how polished he becomes over time. But if nothing else, he's a vertical threat. That's, you know, when he's on the field, he has to be accounted for at all times. There's going to be safeties peeking over. You know, Isaiah Nair can't run all the deep routes, and you got Worthy that's running them as well. So, you know, there's going to be times where he's probably a serviceable decoy, and then there's going to be times when he catches people napping and takes the top off.
Yeah, and he is a guy that has also got good size. Do you know what happened at Alabama? Give the people your understanding of what happened to him at Alabama and why he's transferring at this time.
You know, I don't think it's too hard to get into Nick's doghouse. I think it's a lot harder to get out of it than it is to get in it. But, you know, I don't know what exactly occurred. But, you know, here's where you just defer to the staff that's familiar with them that helped recruit them. You know, they're going to know a lot more about it than I will. You know, what was interesting to me is the rumor going around was that Saban bounced him from the roster because there was rumors he was going to take some visits. And then, you know, after the recent visit to Texas, they had nothing lined up. So you knew, even if you had no inside information or you hadn't been listening to us for the last few days feeling confident about it, you knew it was pretty much over right then and there. But I don't know exactly what got him into the doghouse. You know, we'll see. I'm not too concerned about it. Hopefully that's another chance for Sark to use that saying he used the other day about, you know, the windshield is a lot bigger for the rearview mirror for a reason. You know, I think he's probably going to be saying the same thing to Ajayi that he told Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, and we mentioned this. I mean, you look at it now, Texas signs Kelvin Banks in the past recruiting class. You add Quinn Ewers, who was a five-star through the portal, Ajayi Hall, Xavier Worthy that you mentioned. Add a guy, you've already got a guy like Bijan Robinson on campus. The offensive skill position area for Texas, all WAC, is it WAC? I think that Nayor was 12 touchdowns a year ago. The skill position piece on for Texas is getting rare at this point, don't you think?
Well, we had heard two things in December, January about the portal, is that they were going to do incredibly well. We've been passing that on to our readers for a long time, and also that they were going to focus on offense quite a bit because they thought that was probably a better way to protect the defense than trying to go out and just plug and play on defense. Obviously, they're going to still work on O'Shawn Mathis. Maybe we're doing this again in another week or so. But they wanted to go heavy on offense, and they did that, you know, with Ewers and there, and Billingsley and now Hall. So, you know, I'm not surprised if they can't light it up with this group, even with a somewhat questionable offensive line, we're going to have big questions. Luckily for us, I think you know, Steve Sarkisian has had really good offenses with this type of talent.
He is. That's the one thing I'm not overly concerned with is his ability to score points, even with an offensive line that is not filled, at least with upperclassmen that are blue chip caliber type guys. And so I feel like they're getting there. The portal class now is at 5 with Ajayi Hall. You mentioned O'Shawn Mathis, who Texas desperately needs at defensive end, the TCU grad transfer expected to make his decision after the end of this month. Caleb Johnson, the linebacker from UCLA, formerly a Texas signee actually, and played for Texas for three games. His sophomore year, I believe, is on campus right now visiting Texas officially. Had visited Miami over the weekend. What do you think of this portal class in general? I know you've been on this longer than anybody. I'll give you credit for that, Eric. You've been saying, hey, Texas is in a position to do really well in the portal. And here we are, fast forward really from 5 months ago when we started talking about it, December really, when Ryan Watts and Quinn Ewers went in the portal and became Longhorns. And here we are 5 months later from December to April, and you're, what you said has come true.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys are looking for opportunity. Imagine if college players going to the NFL could pick their best opportunity rather than being held up to the draft. I mean, these guys get to survey the whole college landscape. They get to pick their spots. They get to see opportunity based on roster needs. Based on, you know, what's missing from the roster and based on the developers on staff, you know, who's not going to want to play in Steve Sarkisian's offense. And then you couple that with all the opportunities because the roster isn't stacked with a lot of roadblocks in front of these guys. So it makes a lot of sense. You know, immediate playing time is always going to appeal to these types of players. But going forward, Texas should always do better in the portal than most other schools. Just, you know, there's a lot of factors in favor of UT. A lot of guys are looking to finish out their academic career. It's nice to have that on the that Texas deerskin on the wall. You know, that's another thing that Texas has that is better than a lot of more football focused schools. So there's a lot to sell Texas in the portal. And then, you know, it's always going to benefit UT. Maybe not like this. Don't always get your expectations up like this because the needs are not always going to be this great. And that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. You think he plays right away? You don't think he like overtakes Nayor or Marcus Washington out of the gate, do you?
No, I don't think that at all, but I do think he's going to play a lot. You know, the guy that this probably affects the most is probably Casey Kane, who we'd been heard has been coming on quite a bit. But even then, I think Kane's still going to play this season just because of the reliability of his hands. Maybe that if you could combine his hands with with Hall, then you'd have something. But now I expect them all to play. You know, these guys are going to rotate a lot, especially after the top two. And if they get some leads, we're going to see them emptying the bench a lot more than we've seen in the past.
Got it. Eric Nahlin, publisher, InsideTexas.com. Ajayi Hall, Alabama transfer from Valrico, Florida, commits to the Longhorns today, just minutes ago. Longhorns now with 5 portal commitments on the campaign, joining Quinn Ewers, quarterback, Isaiah Nayor, wide receiver, Ryan Watts, defensive back from Ohio State, Jahlil Billingsley, tight end out of Alabama as well. Eric, thanks for your time, bud. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.